Mayim et shlashtan. What a geshmaka gemara. It's somewhat confusing in sugya. Let's try to put the pieces together and hopefully things will fall into place. I'd love to first just appreciate each tosas kisha la'atzmo. Two fascinating shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Let's appreciate each one. And then let's begin to put the pieces together. So once again, the gemara introduces us. As you see, it's referenced several other places in Shas. But this is really the core sugya of this mysterious din drabanan of Maimud Shloshtan. I owe you money, or I have an item that belongs to you, a pikadon, whether milva, pikadon, and I'm supposed to give it back to you. I'm supposed to pay you back the debt, or I'm supposed to return to you the item that's yours, that I'm watching, I'm a shoal, I'm a shoal mechina, whatever it is. And you tell me, don't give it to me, give it to Ezra. No? Is that true? Am I now legally supposed to give it to Ezra instead of to you? The Gemara says, well, it depends. What's the key factor? Depends whether? Pashup Shah? Depends whether? Right? Depends whether Ezra was there. If you just tell me privately, just the two of us, give it to him, ain't a mekach nikna mitzvah. Sure? But if Ezra was there when you said that to me, you said it to me, b'mayimut shloshtim, the malva said to the lover, the mafkid said to the nifkad, b'mayimut shloshtim, with all three present, give it to him. Oh, now that sticks. That's a real kana. Now, taka, I'm legally obligated to give it to him and not to you. I don't have to give it to you. I'm not going to accomplish anything by giving it to you. I'm supposed to give it to Ezra. As things have been transferred. Oh, so that's the Gemara. And again, as we saw, there was some debate amongst the Amoraim. Is this only true when there's a tangible pikada that I'm holding on to, or even when there's just a debt that I'm supposed to pay back of money or eggs or whatever it is? And Shmuel certainly said it applies even to milva. Some discussion where Rav said, Rav raised this question, Misvara, halacha lemaisa, it does apply, as Shmuel said, bein b'pikadon, bein b'milva. So that's this fascinating din drabanan of a debt transfer. You can transfer debt with a maimut shloshtim. So Rabbeinu Tam raises a series of practical shilas about the pirtei hadinim. When this actually comes up, let's iron out what the detail halachas is supposed to be in Shulchan Aruch. How does this actually work? So we're going to focus on the first two shitas of Rabbeinu Tam. The first one is in Tosfos Maskil Gufa. The second one is Tosfos Maskil Tineu Leploni. The first issue Rabbeinu Tam raises is how three people have to be present. You, the malva, are talking to me, the lova, because I owe you money. Or you, the matke, are talking to me, the nifka, because I have your item supposed to return to you. And you tell me, with Ezra present, I wanted to give it Cohen, I wanted to give it to Ezra. Don't give it back to me. Don't pay me back. Pay Ezra. Okay, so you're doing the talking. The malva is doing the talking. The original malva. The new malva, so to speak, the new recipient is present. Okay. He's presumably on board with this. It's pretty exciting. Okay. Free money for him. And you're telling it to me, the Lova. What's my role? Where am I in all this? Where am I? Obviously I'm there, because you're telling it to me. But how there am I? Am I shaking hands? And I'm on board? Or am I kicking and screaming? So Rabbeinu Tam says, he told us to Damas Lagufa, Amar Avun Amarab, Tineu Lefloni, B'mayim Meshloshan, you tell me, give it to Ploni, give it to Ezra, B'mayim Meshloshan, if we're all there, all three of us are together, Kana, Omer Riva V'chein Rabbeinu Tam, so two of the early Bali Atosos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva both say, the B'mayim Meshloshan, if indeed we're all three of us are at this meeting, this is if you're looking for a halachic source for meetings, this is a halachic meeting, you have to all be present in the meeting. We could handle maybe, does a Zoom meeting count for Maimon Shloshtan? Okay. That Rabbeinu Tam does not raise. But we're all there physically. If we're all there physically, the Kenyan works. Even Bal Karcho Shel Lova or Shel Nifkad. I, who used to owe it to you and now I'm going to owe it to Ezra, I have to be present. I'm listening to you say it to me, but I don't have to agree. And Tosis goes on to explain two two rayas. Two rayas, and maybe there's a third. And at the end, Tosfos raises a bit of a kasha. If you look in the Rush, the beginning of the, over here, the beginning of Siman Yud Zayin, the Rush is very neatly deals first with the first sheet of Tam in Gufa, and the second sheet of Tam in Tanei, and the third sheet of Tam in Tosfos Masla Maimon Shloshtan. The Rush, excuse me, very lays things out very neatly, very, very, very elegantly. As a matter of fact, let's take a look. Let's read the Rush together. The Rush is beautiful. The Rush is beautiful. He makes Tosfos a little more straightforward. Once you see the Rush, look back in Tosfos, it's all there. It's clear that that's where Tosfos was driving at. The Rush makes the flow of ideas smoother, and he also adds a little bit of Hesber. So let's take a look in the Rush. The beginning of Siman Yud Zayin. Perek Aleph, Siman Yud Zayin, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Manli B'yadcha, Tenei L'Flayim, V'Amar Shloshtan, Kana. Loshna b'milva, loshna pikan, b'chulu, kana. As I state in the Gemara and the Rev. See, quotes Riva. Riva haya omer. Afilu bal karcho shalava shanifkar kana. That's chiddush number one. The first of the pirte halach of Shema B'shloshtan is you need the presence of the lova at the meeting, but you don't need his consent. You don't need his acquiescence. He doesn't have to agree. How do I know? How do I know? So two major rayas. At the end, he's going to mention a third that he doesn't really think holds water. Here are the two major rayas. One is internal, just thinking about this sugya, thinking logically. And then the second one is going to be a raya from an external gemara. What's the first raya? Shaharei, first raya that what? Mamashashan works about karcho shalove. Shaharei lamanda omar dafka bipikadna vloba milva. He says, look, We did have a machlokas on Maron where the Maimon Shloshtan only works by Pikadon or even by Halva. We Paskin there works even by Halva. But there was a legitimate position in Amoron that the whole idea of Maimon Shloshtan only exists by Pikadon. So we don't Paskin that way. But it has to be that that's a sensible thing to say. There were Amoron who said that. Rav Zvid said that. Rava did might not have held the way Halacha L'maisa, but he thought that's the way it should be. Mistabra it should only be that way. So it must be that it makes sense. It's a logical thing to be on pasta that way, but it would be logical to say that they were misakim by Mishloshtan just for Pikadon. And the Rosh, Kohen Ben Tam, says, well, why on earth would they have done that? How could you imagine that they would be misakim by Mishloshtan just for Pikadon? Haray, back inside the Rosh. Laman Dharma Dafka be Pikadon vo Bemilda. According to those Amoraim, Rizvid and Rav Svara, that the whole Maimon Shloshtan only exists by Pikadon, Lamali Maimon Shloshtan. They create this whole new bizarre concept of Maimon Shloshtan, Hilchaz of Lotayma. Why do they need it? Tepuklei, the Tanuk Hizachi. If the Lova, if the Nifkad agrees, what's the case? You gave me a bite to hold on for you, on your behalf. You'll be back in a month. Right? You went away on a trip. You went on a pilot trip to Eretz Yisrael. So you said, Cohen, do you mind watching my car? Do you mind if I park the car in your driveway? You'll keep an eye on the car. I said, fine, no problem. You're going for a month to Eretz Yisrael on a pilot trip. Right? And then you call me. Maybe you don't call whatever. Okay, let's leave out the calling. But my Mishloshtan, right? You came back to tell me, oh, I'm making Aliyah, I don't need the car, don't give the car back to me, give it to Avram. Avram's excited, he's getting the car. Right? So, according to some of the Amoraim, that's the only case Chazal created Maimon Shloshtan for, was that. Pikadon. I'm holding your physical car, I'm supposed to give it back to you, not a debt, Pikadon, and you come and tell me, in the presence of Avram, don't give it back to me, give it to Avram, I don't need the car, I'm making Aliyah. Or, I'm going green. I'm going to be living in the forests of Montana. I don't need a car. Give it to Avram. You're really going green. Maybe you want to get rid of the car. Okay, recycle it. Whatever it is. So, that's the whole Maimon Shloshtan, according to these Amoraim. Is there no... yet to create this whole Kinyan Mekach B'dvarim that works, this is a very simple solution. What else could you do without a Maimon Shloshtan? Without even Avram being present. I'm holding your car. You want the car to belong to Avram. What do? You tell me, Vizokhan, his behalf. Simple solution. It's already a pre-existing, presumably Daraisa concept. I have your car, and you say, done. Now, just to appreciate the nuances, the Rush, based on Tosis, sort of unpacks this in different, there are several different versions of how that could look. Number one, the discussion earlier in our parak about when you said to me, Tenehulo, Tenehu Lefloni, give it to Avram. Does Tain give the same as Zeche? When you say give it to him, does that mean you want him to be Zocha ready now on his behalf? Or just instructions to hand it over to him? Does it become his now? Do I say Tain Kizechi? Or no, Tain is not Kizechi. It's just instruction that you give it to him. I'm just your Shliach to hand it to him. When he gets it, it'll be his. So number one, the Rush says, based on Taisus, if you hold a Tenu Kizechi, that when you tell me, give it to Avram, that's the same as saying, be Zohar's behalf. Then, and there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that he quotes as well, in Pehei, in Perek Asfina, and Kevin Shekibah Alav Kona Lokeach. As soon as you said to me, give it to Ploni, give it to Avram, it became his. I was Zohar on his behalf. So who needs my Mishloshta? And then he goes on to say, even Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Tain is not Kizechi, okay, but you could have said Zechi. So instead of having to get all three of us together and tell me, give it to Avram, just reach out to me and say, be Zocha on his behalf. It's a good kasha. Again, two versions of it. Either when you say Tenehu Lefloni, that is a Zechia, or alternatively, you could have just told me, be Zocha instead of Tenehu. So who, the two versions of the same kasha, who needs my Mishloshtan? Why do we have to create this whole new strange concept of my Mishloshtan if you could just do Zachin La Mishloh B'fanam? So what are two solutions to that? One solution is, well, you can't do Zachin La Mishloh B'fanam by Hava necessarily, only by Pikadu, which is a physical object. There's a car in my driveway, I'll be Zochah with a King of Chatzar and Bath and Bath. Okay. That's true, there's a machlokas. But again, as the Baitosis are saying, there were Amorayim who believed that my Mishloshtan only exists by Pekadim. We don't possibly like them, but clearly my Mishloshtan made sense to them. How did they make sense of it? So what's the only other solution, says Rabbeinu Tam? Maybe there could be other solutions too. Rabbeinu Tam said, what's another solution? Why isn't Zechiah good enough? Because for Zechiah to work, I have to agree. If you ask me, if you call me and say, hey, my car that's in your driveway, be Kona on behalf of Avram, that's great if I'm willing to play ball. What if I say, I don't want to be Kona on behalf of Avram? If I'm Kona on behalf of Avram, it means I have to deal with Avram. He's going to come pick up the car. He's a really rough guy to deal with. You know, I don't need that headache. I want to give it back to you. He's going to want to pick it up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to deal with him. Right? So, Zechiah only works if I agree. If I don't agree, then Zechiah doesn't work. So that's what Tom says. You know why they had to misakim my Mishloshtan? For Bal Karcho. If I agree, if the Lova, the Nifkat agrees, so great, you don't need my Mishloshtan. Just call me and send me a letter, whatever, come over to me. You don't need Avram even there. You just say, Bizoch in his behalf. But if you want to force it down my throat, you're going to need this new concept of my Mishloshtan. So that's why Tom's right. Aha! I proved to you, proof number one, that my Mishloshtan works. Ba'al Karcha. Let's see that inside. El Avade from the little letter Gimel. Why we need my Mishloshtan? It must be my Mishloshtan is more powerful than Zechiah because my Mishloshtan works Bal Karcho. That's an interesting logical proof. It must be that my Mishloshtan works Bal Karcho because otherwise, who needs my Mishloshtan? It's redundant. We already have Zechiah. And then he continued to talk about dot some of the I's and cross some of the T's we were talking about before. Rabbeinu Tam says, the Lord means Tain Kizechi. Rabbeinu Tam says, saying Tain is not the same as automatically saying Zechei B'matana. Okay. But Rabbi Dikter Rabbi Yonatan still Mishum Pikadin Lo Yitzrichin L'Sakim Ma'im Shlosh. Now the Hilchus of Below Taima. Who needs to create this whole difficult Hilchus of Below Taima? Yechalom Zechay Beferish. It's true. It's even if you don't think that the word Tain is the same as Zechay, but I could have just said explicitly, please be Zocha on behalf of Avram. That definitely is a Zochin Lo Mishlo B'Fanav. And then he's Tosis. The Tos and the Rosh point out, well, there is another, so there is a way out of this raya. There's another time when I cannot, when Zechiah wouldn't work. Zechiah wouldn't work by a milva, okay, but it works by Pekadim. Zechiah wouldn't work if the Lova doesn't agree, which is why Rabbi Tam thinks, obviously, if the Lova doesn't agree, my Mishloshin works. There's a third case in which Zechiah doesn't work. Zechiah is only going to work if I, the Lova, the Nifgad, can make a kinyan. I have to agree to make a kinyan, but also I have to have the capacity. The physical capacity to make a kinyan. What do I need in order to make a kinyan? To be kona the car on behalf of Avram, what do I need? The car. I need the car. I need willingness. Okay, so Rabbi Tam said, oh, maybe he's not willing. But also I need the car. Let's say I don't have, you asked me to watch the car for you. If the car is still in my driveway, okay, so the car is in my driveway. Either that'll be a kinyan chatzar on behalf of Avram, or I'll turn the car on and drive into the street, we'll do a kinyan mashiach on behalf of Avram. Okay, but how about if I don't have the car? I dropped off the car by Dovi. I was also going to it. So maybe you asked me to watch your car, but meanwhile I dropped it off at Dovi. And then you come over to me and say, I wanted to give it back to Avram. I don't have the car. I handed it over off to a second shomer. Okay, that's true. That would be a way out. But the Bali told us to say, that's a milsa lo shicha. How, you asked me to watch your item. How likely is it? And as a subset of cases where you ask to watch your item and you decide you don't want it back, give it to Avram instead, how likely is it that, and here's an added twist, that I don't even have it? Most of all, it's true, you need my mishloshin also if I am no longer have the car in my driveway. Unlikely that the shomer hand off to another shomer, they wouldn't be misakne my mishloshin just for, especially since my mishloshin is such a difficult takana hilchus of time. Okay. That's raya number one. So Rabbeinu Tam says, again, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that my mishloshin works bal karcho. How do I know? Number one, because it must be that my mishloshin is stronger than mere zechiah. Otherwise, who needs my mishloshin? We have zechiah. So what's the big case where my mishloshin will work? What's the big gap in the power of zechiah that my mishloshin fills? Bal karcho. That's proof number one. Proof number two, the Bayatos' point, to a Gemara in Bavasra. Gemara in the ninth part of Bavasra. The Gemara says that, what? This whole story, Isur Giora. Isur Giora is a very complicated figure. So the Rishonim quote, he's a ger who, before his conversion, was a criminal, a heinous, a rapist. And then subsequently, he forcibly had impregnated a Jewish woman. Subsequently, he does tshuva and becomes a ger. Complicated fellow. So he had a child, a Jewish child, who was al pidin, not his child, because it was harasa or shlo b'kedusha. The halachic fatherhood is obviously created at the moment of conception. There's a discussion in Poskim, contemporary Poskim, when is halachic motherhood determined? In other words, if you have a surrogacy, you have the egg comes from one mother, the genetic mother and a gestational mother, possible nowadays. The egg was from one woman's body, but another woman carries the baby. You have a surrogate situation. So there's a discussion, al pidin, what drives motherhood? Is motherhood defined by the genetics? Is motherhood defined by conception? Whose egg? Or is motherhood defined by pregnancy? So that's a fascinating shiloh. What's clear is that fatherhood obviously is determined only at the time of conception. Because that's the only direct biological impact, obviously. Hopefully the father has has an impact, parenting impact for years and decades. But the definition, the biological impact, is only at the moment of conception, and therefore halachic fatherhood is defined solely by the moment of conception. So if the father was a nachri at the time of conception, even if he subsequently converts, we're going to say that al pi din there's no connection between, no halachic relationship between the child and his biological father. So that was the scenario here. You have Iser Giora, Iser the Ger, has a biological child who's a Jew, who was born a Jew from a Jewish mother. And he had some sort of, sounds like, practically speaking, there was some sort of paternal relationship. Hard to know exactly how much. And what's this Gemara say? The Gemara says, a Rava, Iser had left a large deposit in the hands of Rava. And Iser is, seems like he's about to pass away. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, Kufman Tess and Bava Basra, who's going to own that deposit once Iser passes away? The answer is the Psukim indicate that Nichsi Ager Shemes Ve'in Lo Yarshim. The Ger, if someone dies without any Yarshim, the only way that we can conceive of someone not having any halachic relatives if he's a Ger, and in fact, some sofer says that's the makar of Gershon's Gar Kanshin no dummy. Because the Torah speaks about the possibility of someone not having Yarshim, it must be that a Ger has no halachic relatives. Because any born Jew is going to be related, if need be, trace it back to Yaakov Avinu, to all of God Israel. Everyone's, we're all cousins. So but if a Ger who had no children after converting will have no Yarshim. So Ger Shemes Ve'in Lo Yarshim, all of his nechassim are hefker, and kol kodem zochim. There is no ownership. So if Iser the ger had deposited this with Rava, if Iser passes away, Rava still has the deposit, so Rava will become the legal owner of that deposit. So there's a whole discussion. Well, what kinyanin might take place if Iser wanted to makn it away before he passes away? Is there any way that what kinyan could Iser do if he wanted to? To makn it to his child, so it'll become property of his child rather than of Rav. So the Gemara says, Rava says, you know, Iser might do a Maimon Shloshtan. He has another reference to Maimon Shloshtan. I'm not going to go. If he wants to do a Maimon Shloshtan, I'm not going to show up. If I don't show up, there's no Maimon Shloshtan. Maimon Shloshtan doesn't work unless I'm present. So Ben Tam said, why didn't he just say, I'll show up, I won't agree? I'll show up, I won't agree. You see that once he's there, riot number two, once he's there, he's locked in. The pushback is maybe he'll be embarrassed. So by Tosafot go back and forth. Maybe he'll be embarrassed if he showed up. He'll be embarrassed to say, I don't agree. It's an awkward thing to say. You know, the fellow is dying, he gave you a deposit. And he says, hey, I want to give it to my biological son. Rav is going to say, I don't agree. See. Okay, so that's the question. So two potential riots. To Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Let's appreciate this sheet a drop more before we expand on you. Thinking about the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam is a chiddush lahalacha. A chiddush lahalacha. We haven't even thought about, does it seem a stab or not? But a chiddush lahalacha, a din that my Meshoshin is super powerful. Super powerful. Super powerful. That malva, that mafkin, wow. My Mishlashtan packs a punch. He could transfer ownership of the item or transfer the debt without the other even agreeing. The loan was there. He'd get kicking and screaming. I don't want to owe money to Ploni. I don't want to have to return your item to Ploni. I don't agree.
Rabbi Tam says, obviously, it's ideal to have shalom. It's ideal to have communication and consent working together. And then Tam says, strictly speaking, the Maimon Shloshtan will be valid, even if the Lover, the Nifkad, does not agree. Number one, internal Raya. It must be that it does something more than Zachon Hashem, otherwise, who needs Maimon Shloshtan? So then Tam thinks that indicates that it works while Karach HaGolah, unlike Zachon, the Lover actually has to agree to be Zachon. Number two, how do you say the Gemara of Easter Giora? Why did Rabbi say, I won't show up? Show up and say no. Okay, again, you could push back also, but that's the second one. A counter pressure a counter pressure. The Tosfos already raised in the last line, and the Rosh expands upon a counter pressure. One second. Remember our Gemara had entertained different rationales, different tiny for this din. So what was the second rationale on top of your dog? No. Rav Ashi said, oh, you maybe know how it works. Bahi hana. The guy is so excited, he's no longer gonna owe money. I've owed money to Akiva for 5 years. And he knows that I was never helpful, I didn't want to pay back. You know, I have all sorts of history with Akiva, and it's awkward. But now Akiva says, instead of owing me the money, you'll owe the money to Max. Yishmak! I have a fresh start, a new account. Bahi hana. The hana that I have, that I get to have a fresh slate, I'm excited, Gamar Mashab and Nafsh. I'm willing to switch over. So, and that was Rashi's suggestion. So what does that tell me? What role do I, the Lova, play?
Will agree.
What? Willing, right? It's, oh, I'm so excited. I'm gaining value. The Lova has something in it. Oh, he's getting this fresh start with a new guy, a new creditor. So it sounds like I'm agreeing. It sounds like I'm agreeing. Tosa says, not such a problem. Either because ultimately the Gemara rejects it, or because it's only about Nova, or as the Rush says, and please take a look inside, one last line on this first sheet of Anatam, the A's, the second column, 4 lines down, the A narrowly Raya. He says, I don't think that really proves anything. Why, says the Rush? Yeah, I read this delicately. Takanas Chacham Haisa Lefi Das Ha'olam. When the Gemara says, when Rav Ashi says, you know how my Mishloshtan works, it's because the Lova is so excited that he gets a fresh start by Hi Hana, that Hana the Lova has that he gets to transfer to a new Malve. What does that mean? Takanas Chachamim Haisa Lefi Das Ha'olam. What that means is the following. The Rush says there's something you have to read that Gemara with a sophisticated eye. The Gemara is saying is, not that I necessarily am so happy. I might be happy. I might not be happy. As the Gemara also goes on to say, yes, sometimes Barbel Yashav, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're not happy. But what's the Gemara driving at? The Gemara, what Ravarashi was trying to get at is not that you're always happy, but that Takan Chachan Haisalafi Dasa Olam. When they crafted the takan, when there was Chazal sat down to design this din drabanan of Mayim Shloshan, he'd come back once again to design principles of din drabanan. They crafted lefi dasa on the way the olam thinks, the way most people think. Denichlu b'achi, people tend to be excited about this. Hilkach, but they didn't just say point out, oh, people are excited about it, and therefore works on its own, because generally people are excited about it. Asu takana kavua. They then fixed a din drabanan. They craft a new din drabanan based upon what most people like. They made a new din drabanan sheyikna kol adam. It should work for everyone. I feel yesh adam do anichale but ladaito. V'kana bakarcho shalzeh. Ah, he said the Gemara is just giving you a model for how the takana was crafted, but the ultimate takana works because they imposed it. And once they imposed it, they even imposed the Balkarpo. A little bit like the Tiferes Yaakov we discussed yesterday. That we're looking for models of how such a thing could be. That's all we're looking for. How is such a thing even conceivable? Okay. So now what do we have, Lomaisa? All the dust settles. We have a rush. We have our Banatam. We have Banatam and a rush. And Banatam and the rush say, Banatam and the rush say that the Lova is really impotent. He's really emasculated. The Lova is really not holding any chips. He's not holding any cards here. The Lova has no power. The Malva walks in and says, hey, you Lova, now from now on give it to Avram. Pay the loan to Avram. Give the car back to Avram, the Pikadon. The Lova is not really an active player in this situation whatsoever. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Baal Karchel, Lova has to be present in the conversation, but Lova doesn't have to agree. As a matter of fact, he could be mocha. He could protest. He could say, I don't agree. I don't want to have a business relationship with Plony. I want to owe you the money. I want to return the pikadon to you. I don't want to get involved in a third party.
I don't like him, I don't want it, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, says Rabbeinu Tam. The Lova is not really a driving force here whatsoever. Who is the driving force? The Malva. Which makes the next sheet of Rabbeinu Tam very surprising. Because Rabbeinu Tam goes on to say in the next Taishas that the Malva is not powerful. All Rabbeinu Tam, the first line, let's take a look at Mamash, the first line of Tinehu. Even though the Gemara says in several Masechtas that if I sell you a shtar chov, I sell you alone. I lent money to Elisha. Elisha owes me $10,000. I have a shtar that says Elisha has to pay me in Chodesh Elul. But now I decide I don't want to wait until Chodesh Elul to get to $10,000. So I go to Gavriel. I say, Gavriel, I'll sell you the loan for $9,000. So Gavriel assesses it. He talks it over with his actuaries. And they figure that Elisha has good credit, so it's not that much risk. Okay. So he'll take a 10% discount. He'll pay me $9,000 today for a loan that's due $10,000 in L. Sorry. So now, and now we inform Elisha that the shtar chov that I, Cohen, was holding, now Gavriel has it, and now Gavriel is going to come collect money. I don't have a shtar anymore. I'm not going to collect the money from you. Gavriel is going to collect the money from you. Come El, same terms, same $10,000, same due date in El, but instead of my coming to collect, Gavriel is going to come to collect. Debt transfer. It's another method of debt transfer. Rather than by Mishloshtan, Mechira Shtaris. But what's so I handed the shtar to Gavriel, maybe even did Ksiva Umasira, I did hand him the shtar, we did another shtar, Mechira, he owns the debt now. The Gemara says, even though I sold the debt to Gavriel, and I gave Gavriel the shtar, Chazer Mechalo Machal, if I then say to Elisha, by the way, I'm Mochal the debt is gone. And Gavriel can no longer collect, because the debt disappeared. A shocking din. Pretty shocking, then. The debt disappears. Clearly, it's not something I'm allowed to do in that case. I'm causing Gabriel incredible loss, and Gabriel might come back and sue me for it. But it may not be something I'm allowed to do. It may be something I have to pay for. But it is true that if I told Elisha, Mochel the Chov, it is true that Gabriel can no longer collect from Elisha. Maybe he can collect from me, because I'm a mazik of some sort. They can no longer collect from Elisha. The debt is gone. The debt is gone. The original Malva can still cancel the debt. So how about Rabbeinu Tam wants to know by Maimar Shloshtim? How about Maimar Shloshtim? The only other major case we know of debt transfer, even after the original Malva sells the debt away, he can still pull the plug. Chazer Machal Amachal. So how about Maimar Shloshtim? So if we had to guess, Tosis is going to bring a raya from a Gemara in Kiddushin. If I had to guess just based on the first Tosis, what would I have said? Well, right, the Lova is pretty uninvolved. The Lova is not really a force here. The whole force of my Mishloshtan was me, the Malva. So if I had to guess, I would assume that the Malva is a powerful person. All of a sudden here he says, on the one hand, my Mishloshtan, the Lova is shockingly unpowerful. It happens Bal Karcho. On the other hand, the Malva is shockingly unpowerful because, unlike by Mechira Shtaros, here, by the Maimar Shloshtan, the Malva loses all connection. Rabbeinu Tam says, Avagav da mocher shtar chov l'chaver v'chazer m'chal amachol. Even though if I sell a shtar to someone else, I still retain the right to be mocha. Mocha, nothing from my tana, but my mitzlashtan, any ochalimcha. But if I did the my mitzlashtan, whether I got paid for it or not, it doesn't matter. My mitzlashtan, I am, the malva is, the original malva is totally disconnected. So that's intriguing. And it seems a little bit at odds. How do you make sense of that? And what's more, is if you look in the Chidushim Iksav Yad, or truly, if you look in both versions of the Ritva, as we discussed earlier in the year. And this Ritva, there's some debate about which of the two manuscripts that seems to be the Ritva is really the Ritva. So version number one is either the Ritva or it's an anonymous Rishon. Version number two is either the Ritva or another Rishon Rabbeinu Kreskes. So in order to keep everything sort of open-ended, they call the first version Chidushim Miksav Yad, Chidushim from the manuscript, and they call the second version, which was formerly assumed to be the Ritva, Chidushim Rabbeinu Kreskes. So you'll find this Shita, interestingly, in both versions, both Rishonim. One of them is a Ritva, the other one is someone else. But both contenders to be the Ritva actually split the Psak. Both contenders to be the Ritva say that they say that yes, he cannot be Mochel. The Ritva agrees with the second Tosfos that he cannot be Mochel, but they disagree with the first Tosfos. Both Ritvas are both possible Ritvas. Both of those Rishonim, who are printed in the Masada Rukh Kedusha Ritva in the beautiful salmon color, both of those Rishonim say we disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. And as I indicated before, every Raya of Rabbeinu Tam that it works Bal Karcho has a weakness. There's a pushback to every Raya. They say we don't like any of the Rayas. The Lova is in charge. The Lova is in charge. And the way the Ritva says it, particularly the Chedusha Miksav Yad, they say, look, that's the Haknah de Lova. It's really the Lova who's making it work. It's the Lova agrees, and the way Maimon Shloshtan works is that once the Malva opens the conversation, so the Lova is transferring the debt. The Lova is transferring the item. It's Haknah Delova. If you have the Ritva in front of you, you'll see Kedusha Miksav Yad in column Ayin Zayin. When he disagrees, in the middle of column Ayin Zayin, the beginning, first paragraph of Gimasul Gufa, when he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, disagrees with Bal Karcho, he says, no! Vadai Mai Meshloshna Haknah Delova. The way Mai Meshloshna works is that the Lova is making a Kenyan. You asked me to watch your car, and now you're telling me it should go to Avram, so by my agreeing, it becomes Avram's. You lent me money, there's a debt, I have an obligation to you, and now you tell me pay Avram instead, so I, the Lova, am transferring that debt to Avram. Elavade, the number 643, Maimon Shloshin Hakna de Lova. It's really the Lova who's making that. It's a Lova who's the driver of this transfer. She mishabed atzmo la malve o leba machamaso. He is mishabed himself either to the malve or to the one who's going to come in his stead, which is the Gemara language Amemar had on Yigimon Beis. Ah, the chavin dekein lo savid lav mirtzono. So being that the driver of the transfer, the catalyst, the one who opens the conversation has to be the malve. But once the Malva creates the opening for it, creates the possibility of the transfer, the one who's actually doing, the Malva opens the door, but it's the Lova who pushes the item out the door into the hands of the Makava. It's the Lova who's actually making the Hakna. That's the language that he uses. It's Hakna de Lova. It's not Hakna de Malva, it's Hakna de Lova. Beautiful Lomdisha terminology. So that's very consistent. So if you disagree with the first Rabbeinu Tam, then it's easy to agree with the second Rabbeinu Tam, as the Ritva does. Oh, if you say that it cannot be Bal Karcho, if you say that it's the Lova who's driving it, then I understand. And you know what the Lova did? He totally, with the Malva's opening, with the Malva's permission, the Lova totally transferred the obligation from the Malva to Ploni, to Avram. Okay, so now obviously the Malva can no longer be Mochel. He wasn't really, he's totally cut out. The Malva had to give Rishus for the Maimon Shloshtan to happen. Malva had to open the conversation. But what that happens when the Malva opens the conversation is the Lova goes, zoop! It's a Hakana de Lova. So that's the irony. If you disagree with Rabbeinu Tam on the first point, then we understand well Rabbeinu Tam on the second point. And it sort of highlights, but Rabbeinu Tam himself obviously agrees with himself. So the Ritva is beautifully consistent. The Ritva is saying the Lova, the Malva is giving the Lova the opportunity to make this transfer. Okay. So that the Lova has to agree, it can't be Balkarcho, issue number one. And issue number two, once the Lova makes that transfer, if he agrees to make that transfer, it's a total transfer. And the Malva is no longer plugged in and he has no capacity to be Mochel. There's another Shita that we understand well, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees with the first Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban disagrees with the second Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban thinks that just like by Mechir Shtaros, Chazer Mechal Machel, so too by Ma'am Shloshan also. You didn't Ma'am Shloshan, but you could still, the Malva could still be Mochel. So that's what the Ritva refers to as Hakanah de Malva. It's the Ramban understands that the Malva was making everything happen. It's the Vayter. We understand that works by Karcho, because the Lova isn't really the driver here. And we understand that the Malva still has his finger in the pie. The Malva could still be Chozer or Mochel. So the Ramban only agrees with the first Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva only agrees with the second Rabbeinu Tam. And either of those permutations is logically consistent. The Ramban thinks Hakna de Malva. It's the Malva who's the driver. So that's why he agrees, the Ramban agrees with the first Rabbeinu Tam. It could work by Korchot Lova. I don't need Lova to agree. He just has to be there. He's not a deciding factor. But then the Ramban disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam in the second point and says, look, the Malva is the one who's making this happen. The Malva retains a finger in the pie and he could be Mochel later. Or you have the Ritva, who only agrees with Rabbeinu Tam's second Shita. Because the Ritva thinks that the Lova is the driver. Sakna de Lova. So once a transfer is made, it's complete, and Taka, the Malva can no longer be Mochel because he's cut out. That's why the Ritva disagrees with the first Rabbeinu Tam. He has to be Meritzon Halove. He's the main driver. The Malva opens the door. The Malva has to give the Lova the option of doing this, but the Lova actually makes the Hakna. So that sharpens. There are two legitimate ways, I should say, two ways that we understand of thinking about Ma'am Shlosha. You could say it's the Malva who's the Machna, or you could say it's the Lova who's the Machna. And the Ramban is consistently saying the Malva is the Machna. He agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, Shita number one. The Ritva says, no, the Lova is the Machna. He agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, Shita number two. But the question is, what did Rabbeinu Tam himself think? What did Rabbeinu Tam himself think? Let's talk about that is the problem. I'll leave you with one more nakuda to think about, and then we'll wrap this up Mirat Hashem tomorrow at the beginning of the morning. One thing to think about is the following. Presumably, Rabbeinu Tam has some third way of thinking about Ma'am Shloshan. Not really Hakna de Malva or Hakna de Malva. And we'll look in the Rush. You'll see if you go Vayter in the Rush, see how the Rush deals with the second Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's very, very helpful. And here's one thing to think about. The first issue, does the Lova have to agree or not, seems like a pretty straightforward issue. He has to agree if he's a decision maker. We need his das, and he's the machna, so he needs to agree. Do we need his das? Do we not need his das? It's a pretty straightforward issue. I could say it both ways. The second issue is a little more opaque. Chazer mechal o mechal. What's even the issue? Well, is it like mechir ashtaros or not? So what I ought to do is ask myself, why does it work by mechir ashtaros? Before I say, is my mashash saying mechir ashtaros? That original din the Gemara says, I sold you a shtar, I sold the debt to Gavriel, and then I can double cross him. So it's wrong of me to do it. But why do I even have the power to do it? I sold it to him. If I sell you my bike, can I then sell it to someone else? No, it's not mine. And you know the Makir Davar Sheinu Shelo. Why does it even make sense that I could sell the debt to Gavriel and then I still get to be mochelet? Right or wrong, but it's valid. I have the power to do it. How do I have that power? If I sold you my car, it's not that it's wrong of me to then sell it to someone else. It's invalid. I can't. I could try all I want. I will not transfer ownership to Levi if I already sold it to Shimon. So what does it even mean? So what we're going to see is that understanding that will be deeply helpful. There are two different ways Rishonim have for understanding in what way do I still have a finger in the pie? The Malva, that it works by Mechir Shtaris. And that seems to line up with two different ways of understanding Maamar Shloshtan. It's going to open space for a third way of understanding Maamar Shloshtan. No pun intended. But there's the Ramban, straightforward Haknah, the Malva. There's the Ritzva, straightforward Haknah, the Lova. And then Rabbeinu Tam is not really saying either one. He has sort of a whole other way of thinking about it, which the Rush, I think, is going to subtly lay out for us. And then if you have a third way of thinking about it, then we'll understand how the two sheets of Rabbeinu Tam can fall into place.